Hi there, welcome to the Everyday Spiritualist podcast. Usual disclaimer, I'm not a medical professional or counsellor. Opinions expressed in this podcast are my own based on what I've found helps me. Always consult a professional first. If you hear any extra background noise, the fridge is a little bit loud. It happens. I'm recording in the lounge for a change, not outside at the park or upstairs in my room. A place to myself for a few months, but my housemate is away traveling Central and South America and Malaysia, where she's from. Good for her, well overdue. And you might hear some noise outside from a little bit of a, I guess you would call it a little party, drinks or whatever from the Airbnb. They're from the UK and, you know, live and let live. They're usually pretty good, but it's only temporary. And everybody's celebrating the fact that the weather is really beautiful here. After 2 years of lots of rain, you really appreciate it when it, you know, it doesn't rain. I was like, how do I word that? Anyway, so it's summer here in Australia. And by the way, the last two blog posts I did, I couldn't do an appropriate podcast episode for them because one of them was a video blog and the other one was a link and some information to an interview that I did with the sociology group. But head to the Everyday Spiritualist blog to read more, and I will provide the link for the podcast, for this podcast, for the blog by the same name, for any of the links that I mention. Still here? Excellent. Thank you. So this is called How Yoga Nidra Changed My Life. So what is Yoga Nidra? Well, the short version is that it is yoga sleep, a form of meditation where you lie down on your bed or a yoga mat, that kind of thing, and you use your conscious mind to direct attention to many parts of your body. There's often, I already tried recording this a few times, so if there's little bits where I'm having to fix my words, look, I'm not great at editing, so bear with me. Energy level's better today than usual, being out with some issues health-wise. But there's often, not office, an intention that you set at the beginning and end of the session, which is a positive statement for what you may want to manifest in your life or just for the session. It's also called a sankalpa. So there's a link for that in the blog. There are many benefits to this kind of practice, and I only discovered it a couple of years ago, though I'm very familiar with yoga. And you can use that for so many things, ranging from boosting your energy, calming and grounding yourself, and going to sleep or getting back to sleep. If you are sleep deprived for any reason, doing under an hour of yoga nidra practice can make up for that. So I highly encourage you to check it out if you're a busy person, but you can allocate time for this on a regular basis. Regular basin. It's good to have a regular basin. See, when I catch myself with it, I'm reading the word basis and then it comes out as something else. It's good practice for public speaking, huh? Guys, start a podcast and you can do this too. When I first discovered Yoga Nidra, I think it was back in 2020. Now, I only used it to help me get back to sleep or fall asleep because my mind would race. And I was in a very anxious state due to my physical health, and my mental health wasn't as great as I had, not as great as I had realized due to various triggers. I stopped using it for quite some time. Then I rediscovered it again. And I firmly believe that you find what you need when you need it. I feel a pull to use it regularly, and I have noticed if I use it daily, almost day, sometimes more than once a day, that I'm calmer, more relaxed, and I have more energy. It's become a part of my regular practice. Now, I know that not everyone has time to go on YouTube or other apps and add these practices into their routines, but once you've used one or two of them a couple of times, it's quite easy to train yourself to guide your mind on a journey of your body so that it's not stuck on past thoughts and future thoughts. And sometimes that's all you need, for instance. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you can suddenly focus on your eyes, your throat, your chest, etc. And it slows you down and it relaxes you and you fall back asleep. And some of my blog I need to edit because there's some parts missing. I had some issues with it. Yeah, I should give them feedback actually. WordPress. But I posted a couple of links to the public playlists that I created for Yoga Nidra. So there's one for going to sleep immediately after, and there's a daytime one. And I also recommend Ellie Berthroyd, based in Canada. No one's paying me to say that. It's just my personal experience. There's a lot out there on YouTube. And yeah, I definitely need to edit that post. There's parts missing. But look, Yoga Nidra is so beneficial. I Googled as well to double check things that I found to be useful, but I want to learn more. And it's such a great, simple, easy, and beneficial practice. If you struggle with your sleep and you don't get enough sleep, you can get more, if that makes sense. More sleep. Like, okay, 1 hour, for instance, of Yoga Nidra can make up for, is the equivalent of approximately 3 hours normal sleep. And I hope this is helpful, especially during the holiday season when many of us are very stressed. I myself have decided not to travel interstate or overseas, and not just because of the financial cost, because it has gone up quite a bit during the pandemic, but I decided to keep it quiet. That's how it worked out in the end. I wasn't able to see the people I wanted to see, but I'll see them more in January. That's just how it is. I knew it was just not, it wasn't personal, it was just stuff going on with their families, etc. And I'll do video calls with people and have a really chill Christmas day. Maybe next year I'll be busier, I'll be healthier, in a better financial position. Look, I live in a beautiful place, in a beautiful city, beautiful country. Things are improving for me. This is not luck, I work at it, but I am very grateful. And sending you blessings, light and love until next time. And the photo that I'm going to attach to this was a recent selfie taken at Brighton Le Sands, one of the many beautiful beaches here in Sydney. And I'm hoping that the negative ions come through to you via the photo for you, those of you in the Northern Hemisphere who are in winter right now. You need that. Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.